This is Fresh Air. Guitarist and composer Mary Halverson arrived on the jazz scene in the mid-2000s with a unique sound on her instrument. It was more slithery than stinging and was abetted by electronic loops. Her style was unmistakable, and her virtuosity commanded attention. In the past 10 years or so, she's also been building a formidable reputation as a composer. Her current sextet, which she calls Amaryllis, the name of their first recording 3 years ago, features a stellar cast of musicians. Jazz critic Martin Johnson says that on their latest album, About Ghosts, you can hear some of the defining trends of jazz in the 2020s.
In the past few years, guitarist Mary Halverson has split her time between intimate settings, such as her duet with the extraordinary pianist Sylvie Courvoisier, and the collective trio Thumbscrew, and mid-sized groups, like her band Code Girl and her Amaryllis Sextet. The larger ensembles often sound orchestral due to Halverson's arrangements. That song we just heard, Carved From, may remind you of classic mid-60s horn voicings. This one, Polyhedral, recalls Henry Threadgill's Shifting Grooves. Halverson formed Amaryllis shortly after winning a MacArthur Fellowship in 2019 for a one-off engagement in Brooklyn, where she lives. She assembled a band filled with players she admired: vibraphonist Patricia Brennan, bassist Nick Dutton, drummer Toma Fujiwara, trombonist Jacob Garchik, and trumpeter Adam O'Farrell. But the pandemic forced the cancellation of that performance. In the quiet months that followed, she kept writing for the band, and it was signed to Nonesuch Records. Tours followed, and instead of a one-off, this ensemble of all-star contributors became a stellar working unit with deep rapport and intuitive interplay. They improvised much of this intro to Full Neon after playing it on the road. About Ghost, Halverson expanded the group, inviting tenor saxophonist Brian Settles and alto saxophonist Emmanuel Wilkins to play on several tracks. The expanded group, with its four horns, recalls Halverson's octet from about 10 years ago, but her writing has become much more intricate. There are layers of sound, different instruments melding and disconnecting. Solos emerge less from a pass-the-baton sequence than a lead voice emerging from a like-minded chorus, such as O'Farrell here on Amaranthine. Notice the little bit of the standard My Ideal, a song once sung by Bing Crosby in O'Farrell's solo. There's a bit of that kind of musicological shout-outs on this recording. Halverson's intro to her event title sounds a bit like Monk's Mood, and the title track is an homage to a piece written by contemporary guitar great Liberty Elman. There's a lot of merging of seemingly disparate influences and references going on in jazz these days. Artists are drawing their own lineages through the music's glorious history and coming up with music that's new but not rootless. To that end, Halverson wrote the album's ending and most with jazz standards in mind. Thank you.
Martin Johnson writes about jazz for the Wall Street Journal and Downbeat. He reviewed About Ghosts, the new album from Mary Halverson and her sextet Amaryllis. To keep up with what's on the show and get highlights of our interviews, follow us on Instagram at NPR Fresh Air. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Sam Brigger is our managing producer. Our senior producer today is Roberta Sharrock. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham, with additional engineering support by Joyce Lieberman, Julian Hertzfeld, and Diana Martinez. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Lauren Krenzel, Teresa Madden, Monique Nazareth, Thea Challoner, Susan Yakundi, and Anna Bauman. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. Hope Wilson is our consulting visual producer. For Terry Gross and Tanya Mosley, I'm David Bianculli.